This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 2 months ago, when the leaders of the world's 7 major industrialized democracies met in summery sunshine on England's southwest coast, it was a happy occasion, a first in-person summit of the group of 7 nations in 2 years due to the coronavirus pandemic, and welcome the appearance of President Joe Biden in his America's Back message. Today, those same 7 leaders are meeting again in virtual format, confronted by a resurgence in the pandemic, more dire news on climate change, and most immediately and perhaps importantly, Afghanistan. Pakistan's foreign minister said on Tuesday that an inclusive political settlement is the best way forward for peace and stability in Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover. Pakistan fully supports efforts in that direction, he added. According to a foreign ministry statement, Shah Mahmood Qureshi made the remarks in a phone call with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, about the situation in Afghanistan. The statement says Qureshi told Lavrov that a peaceful and stable Afghanistan was of critical importance for Pakistan and the region. It said Qureshi informed Lavrov about Pakistan's outreach to regional countries for consultations on the challenges arising out of developments in Afghanistan. The day before, the U.S. military pulled off its biggest day of evacuation flights out of Afghanistan by far, but deadly violence that has blocked many desperate evacuees from entering Kabul's airport persisted, and the Taliban signaled that they might soon seek to shut down the airlifts. 28 U.S. military flights ferried about 10,400 people to safety out of the Taliban-held Afghanistan over 24 hours. It ended early Monday. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris delivered a sharp rebuke to China for its incursion in the South China Sea, warning its actions there amount to coercion and intimidation, and affirming that the U.S. will support its allies in the region against Beijing's advances. The Biden administration is seeking to further solidify its pivot towards Asia, while America's decades-long focus on the Middle East comes to a messy end with the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. U.S. President Joe Biden urged Americans unvaccinated against the coronavirus to get their shots after the Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. The U.S. drug regulator on Monday granted full approval to the Pfizer Inc. BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, making it the first to secure such Food and Drug Administration validation as health authorities struggle to win over vaccine skeptics during the relentless pandemic. Biden also prodded the private sector to tighten vaccine requirements for employees in line with those Biden has imposed on federal employees, many of whom must now choose between vaccination and frequent testing. The FDA, which gave the 2-dose vaccine emergency use authorization in December, went a step further on Monday based on updated data from the company's clinical trial and fully approved it for use in people ages 16 and older. Public health officials hope the action will convince unvaccinated Americans that Pfizer's shot is safe and effective. New Zealand reported 41 new coronavirus infections Tuesday, the country's highest daily total since an outbreak of the Delta variant last week, prompted the government to put the nation into a strict lockdown. Health officials said that they were confident the country remains on track to quell the outbreak. One of the notorious Arellano Felix brothers was deported from the United States back to Mexico after serving most of a 15-year prison sentence, but he was promptly rearrested when he arrived in his homeland Monday. Prosecutors in Mexico said that Eduardo Arellano Felix was handed over to Mexican authorities at a border crossing across from Brownsville, Texas. He faces organized crime and drug trafficking charges in Mexico. Israeli warplane struck several targets in the Gaza Strip, according to the military, in the late hours Monday, saying it was responding to the launches of incendiary balloons that caused at least 3 blazes in southern Israel. The military said it had struck a Hamas military base there. There were no reports of casualties. The airstrike came several hours after the incendiary balloons were launched into Israel. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.